get open. You got a quarterback fighting for extended life. Obviously, he's extending the play to make a play, and it's our opportunity to obviously get open, get some separation from our defenders.
Is that all ad-libbed? Is there some method to the madness out there?
It's a little method to scramble. You know, you want the shortest guy on the route to kind of work up, come back down. You probably want somebody going deep, but you have to be smart about it. But most of the time, it's pretty much ad-libbed. You can't really draw that up in practice. As much as you would like to, it's just, you know, you guys got to go to work and be smart about the situation and get open.
Greg, what's going through your head when you see a guy like Aaron Rodgers run down Brian Urlacher?
Get him. but we were all, you know, we work these drills every day in practice. You know, you throw a turnover or you have a turnover, and everybody pursues to the ball. So obviously, once we saw the pick was made, we're all hustling. But obviously, he's in the best position, and he did a great job not only getting him down, but if he didn't get him down, at least he made him cut back, slow down, so some of the guys can kind of rally up and try to get him. But you know, you never want your quarterback really tackling a guy like Urlacher. But in that situation, we got to do whatever we can do to get that guy down, and he did an outstanding job.
Perimeter guys had a pretty good day last year in Pittsburgh. Palomalo's in that mix this year. Just talk about the quantum leap that he makes in that secondary's overall ability.
Well, obviously, he's like the chief of that secondary, of that defense, really. He's what makes those guys go. And when he's back there, you know, you can't really ad-lib for a guy like that. You can prepare only so much because a lot of his game is kind of instinctive play and just veteran savviness. Watching him on film, he does a lot of unique things that you don't see a typical safety do. A lot of safeties aren't given the amount of freedom that he has. And, I mean, rightfully so, he deserves the freedom that he has because he makes plays when the ball is snapped.
What did you guys take away from that?
Well, you know, that was one of those games that one of those close games that we didn't come away with. We've had a lot of experience in a lot of close games that we haven't been able to win. Obviously, this year we've had some close games that we didn't win, but we won the majority of them. But for the most part, we were able to move the ball. We were able to establish some identity in what we were trying to do offensively. But, you know, you can only look so far into what you did last year because from year to year, from game to game, from week to week, teams kind of change up what they're going to throw at you. In this case, you know, Dick LeBeau isn't going to change up his whole entire scheme, but he adds a player that we didn't have out there competing against us last year in Palomalo, and probably one of the better players on the field.
Greg, we just got done talking to Aaron, obviously, and he said that he hoped to try and approach this one like any other game, like any other week, while knowing that it still could be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. He's such the focus of the team, being the quarterback and being the star player. What do you expect out of him come Sunday?
You know, I expect the same performances as we've been getting. And, you know, the one thing I've learned playing and practicing with this guy, he prepares better than anybody I've been around. And he handles the big stage. He handles, you know, all the flashy lights and, you know, the spotlight better than a lot of guys would at his age. You know, I just started calling him, you know, kid because he's younger than I am. And although he has more years of experience in the league, but he handles situations very well. He's very comfortable and he controls the situation. He never lets anything get away from him. And I think with all that's going to be thrown at us with the media and, you know, him being tugged left and right and, you know, like you said, he's the face of the team, so he's going to get a lot of attention, and rightfully so. I think he handles it the right way. I think he's still going to prepare as though this is it. And that's the way we all have to approach it. You know, he's not in it by himself. He's not going to approach it like he's in it by himself. You know, but we all have to rally up and make sure we're doing the things to prepare to win the game instead of just going down there and enjoying the atmosphere.
You've seen teams, you know, come out flat in the first quarter in this game, or maybe a panic set in because the other team has, you know, had some early success. What can you draw on from the last year and a half with this squad that convinces you that you'll be able to handle that early on and that, you know, to settle into that game?
Well, I think ironically enough, we're a young team, but we have a lot of experience with young guys. And sometimes that bodes well for you, and sometimes it works against you. And I think in this case, it kind of works well to our advantage because guys they really don't know what to expect. So you kind of go in there with kind of a nonchalant attitude. Not so much nonchalant, maybe that's the wrong word, but a kind of carefree attitude, like, you know, this is it. I'm not nervous. You know, they don't know what to expect, so they don't know to be nervous or they don't know to be tight or to be tense. It's like, you know, we're too young. This is a lifetime opportunity, and we're getting it at a young age. And then you have some of the older guys who can come from the other end of the spectrum, and they've been in this situation. Charles, you know, a guy like that, a guy like Ryan Pickett, who's had this opportunity. It may have slipped away. Some may have capitalized on it. So we got a lot of different guys from, not a lot of different guys, but a few different guys from two ends of the spectrum. Myself, you know, it's a dream come true. And I'm going to prepare like I've never prepared before. But at the same time, keeping in mind, it is a game. It's the biggest game of any game that I've ever played in and probably ever will play in. But at the same time, you got to keep everything the right perspective, and that's, you know, the same routines. Preparation has to be the same. A little bit more increased because, you know, this is for everything.
Greg, most Super Bowls have a couple of players who emerge as sentimental favorites. It would seem Donald Driver, who's been chasing this longer than anybody in the organization, is well positioned for that role. What do you think this opportunity means to him, and what does he mean to this team?
Boy, well, I'll answer the second question first. He means a lot to this team, not only to this team, but to this organization. What he brings to the table is unmatched. You know, you can't supplement for a guy like that. You can't take a piece like that out and kind of just plug a piece in. You know, his veteran leadership, his game smarts, his football IQ, I mean, all of those intangibles, they're hard to imitate, they're hard to duplicate. And with a guy like that, I'm just fortunate he's in our room. Having not been afforded this opportunity to play on this stage, obviously emotionally there's a lot of things running through his mind. But at the same time, he understands that this is a once in a lifetime opportunity, and he's trying to come away with the win as we all are.
Greg, you talked about how Rodgers is going to approach this. How are you going to approach this? We all know your personality, your effervescence. How are you going to embrace this? Are you going to fumble it? Do you think that this could be?
You know, I'm definitely going to embrace it. You know, I've talked to a couple guys. I talked to Fitz a few times, and he was letting me know how he went down there, and him and Curtin himself were, you know, pretty much locked up in the hotel room just studying film, and he never really got to enjoy any of the festivities around him. You know, he took it so serious that, you know, he wished he had done some things differently. So getting that advice, you know, I would definitely kind of enjoy the moment, live in the moment, but at the same time recognize that this is a business trip. We're not going down here to enjoy being a part of Super Bowl 45. We're going down here to bring home the Lombardi Trophy that's been not a part of this organization for like the last 13 years. So we understand. I understand it. I've played long enough. I haven't been on this stage, but I've been around some older guys that have helped my progression mentally, and we understand the magnitude of this game.
Greg, how pleased are you that this game's in a dome?
Say it again?
How pleased are you that this game is in a dome?
That's all I can do is smile. I mean, you go from playing in Chicago in January, late January, to Dallas, and they close you inside a dome. You know, you can't do anything but smile. You know, obviously the surface is going to be perfect. The atmosphere is going to be unmatched. You can just smile. You know, it's going to be exciting. Obviously, we play well inside, but in a game like this, game of this magnitude, it didn't matter if we had to play in the park. You know, guys are going to bring their A game, and guys are going to come well prepared.
Greg, you're not afraid of contact, but when you watch them, is it like preparing for 8 to 10 car crashes?
Oh, I think when you watch anybody in the NFL, it's like preparing for 8 to 10 car crashes. But they're a team that really tries to get after you physically. We understand that. We feel like we're a pretty physical team as well. But at the same time, you know, we have to be elusive when the ball is in our hand, but at the same time, be smart and know when the down is over and, you know, make the best of each and every opportunity. Because, again, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We're not going down here just to lay down and say, hey, we are part of this game. We understand we have young guys, but we have a lot of experience with our young guys, and we're going to try to get this done, period.